I don't think I've ever rung the bell before. That felt great. Oh, man. I got to lift some weights and get better shape. Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. It's 10 o'clock and it's time to worship. Gather together and sing praises to God, uplift our prayers, and be encouraged with what God has prepared for us this morning. Special welcome to all of you that are here in the sanctuary for our in-person worship and those tuning in online as well. We're glad that you're with us here this morning. You know, one of the great things that you realize at a church is that you realize how much better we are together than individually. We know that that's true in the sports field. It's not just one player that scores the goal. Someone passes to them. We know that that's true in the community. It's not just one organization or person that runs the show for the community. It's a network of people coming together. So also in the church, we are better together when we work together as brothers and sisters in Christ, not just one person making it happen, that sort of thing. And no better example of this teaching, we're better together, than what's happening today. We are celebrating the LWML, the Lutheran Women's Missionary League, also called the Ladies Guild here at Peace. The reality of it is they come together each month for their meetings. They come together for activities, and we benefit from it here at Peace Lutheran Church. Today's service is a time to remind ourselves of what the LWML does for us, and also to be thinking about how we can support them and encourage them in what they do. Just a couple of notes to share about the church and church happenings, but before that, I'm actually going to introduce Peggy Krueger. She's going to come forward and share a little bit more information about the LWML and what the organization is all about nationally, but also here at our church at Peace Lutheran Church. Peggy.
And he said to them, "Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation." This is the Great Commission. Lutheran women back in the 1940s were wondering, how can we do this Great Commission? How can we go out into the world? And they met and they came up with an idea of what they could do. The women met with the Missouri Synod and presented their plan to become part of the Great Commission. And their plan was that they would ask women in all Missouri Synod churches to save their change money, egg money, whatever, and bring it in, and all of it would be sent into St. Louis, and the monies would add up. And then they would work with the Synod, find out where the missions were, where the missionaries were, and would send monies to these organizations, these missionaries. And that's how we became a part of the Great Commission. And you are part of it too. And that's a good feeling inside that you are doing God's will and what Jesus wanted us to do. Well, LWML is the Lutheran Women's Missionary League then, and they are the parent organization of many Missouri Synod churches. And the women there, as I said, in the various churches, go ahead and collect mites on a regular basis and send those into St. Louis. And if you look in your bulletin, we do have a list of the many different missions that have been supported by your mites. You're all a part of it, and to going to that. Here at Peace, pre-pandemic, we were up to about $1,000 a year that we were sending into St. Louis. Post-pandemic, we're doing about $400 a month. So we realize a lot of people cannot make it to church or for various reasons. And if you still want to support that mission, I've talked with our treasurer, and she said you could send a check in and indicate it would be for mites if you still want to be a part of that. Well, LWML's main mission, of course, is the missions, to support missions and missionaries. But the other purpose that they had was to help women in their walk with Christ. And they have Bible studies, devotions, quarterlies. They have different things to help women to join together. And LWML meets regularly. They meet locally, and then they'll meet statewide. All of those chapters will meet statewide and make decisions and just build each other up to feel really good about where they are in their walk. Now, here at Peace, we decided in 1950, when the church was established, the women decided that they wanted to be a part of LWML. And in most of the churches, LWML, if you had a leg of it, they could be called what they wanted. Some of them were called societies, some of them were called leagues, some of them were called circles, and some were called guilds. And Peace Lutheran, in 1950, decided that they would be called the Guild or Ladies' Guild. And they adopted the constitution set up by LWML and the beliefs that the LWML had, which was to support the missionaries and promote our belief in Jesus.